This is the Marlin Broadcasting Local Look, your opportunity to learn more about the social, civic, cultural, and artistic aspects of Connecticut. If you're an organization that would like to be on the Marlin Broadcasting Local Look, please contact Nicole Marie at 860-525-1069, extension 150.
You're listening to the Marlin Broadcasting Local Look. This is Nicole Marie, and today I'm joined with Carol Williams, who is a civic organist in San Diego. And hello, Carol. How are you today?
I'm very well. Lovely to talk to you.
Well, you have had an absolutely outstanding career. You've been touring the world performing on the organ, and some highlights of your career. I understand that you are the first woman in United States history to be appointed as a civic organist. Can you explain a little bit about what that phrase means?
It means that I'm the organist of the city of San Diego, and my duty here is to play a concert every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 3. But it also means that when there's very important events happening here in the city where they need the organ, then they come to me for a performance, obviously. Also here, I'm the artistic director of the Spreckels Organ Society, and we have probably the largest organ festival in North America. And we have a festival every year between at the end of June to the end of August, inviting people from all over the world. It's a busy job. It's a full-time job. And it's a good job. I love playing the organ because that's what I do most of the time.
Now, San Diego actually has a very important organ that you perform on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the organ was opened December the 31st, 1914. So it really kicked off, 1915 was when it really came to life. It is the largest outdoor organ in the world. It is a very versatile organ. It can play all types of music, which is a blessing because for the job here, you need to be able to play everything from Bach to the Beatles. And I love it all, which is a good thing. But the organ is large. Its seating area is about 2,500, and we average about 1,000 people here every Sunday afternoon. As I say, an incredibly versatile organ.
Now, also, I believe there's actually a Hartford connection, am I correct on that, to that organ?
Yeah, the organ in Hartford is also built by Austin, and Austin organs were based in Hartford, Connecticut, and I'll be playing up there in November, and there is an Austin organ. Austin's organs have been built, some of the most prestigious organs all over this country and all over the world, actually. I opened one up a number of years ago in Beijing, China. They have got a tremendous history and tradition of organ building behind them.
Now, of course, your career is here in the United States, but I think for folks listening today, they notice your accent, and you are actually originally from England.
I am, and believe it or not, last night I did my first Shakespeare sonnets performance, which was a lot of fun. But yes, I am from England, and have been out in the United States about 13 years. But I do try hard to keep my accent, actually.
So your music career originally started in Europe then, correct?
Correct. I started my training at the Royal Academy of Music in London. I was there for 5 years. And then I went to Paris and studied with Daniel Rote, the organist of Saint-Sulpice, and based most of my life in Europe for concerts and so forth. I still have a very strong link with Europe. I'm there about 3 or 4 times a year doing concerts and visiting people.
I was reading that you perform about 75 concerts per year, and you're actually considered to be one of the most active concert organists in the world today.
Yes.
So
I love it.
How is that to do such a demanding schedule?
When I was very young, I made up my mind I was going to be a concert pianist, is what I set my heart on when I was 6. And then I quickly moved to the organ about 7 or 8, and I just wanted to do it. I just knew this was going to be my life. I came out to the United States about 14 years ago, and it was different from Europe. It seemed more easier to make a career based in this country. But here, based in San Diego, there's a lot of concerts here, obviously. There's every Sunday all through the year. And when I'm not here, I'm playing somewhere else. So it soon mounts up to quite a collection of concerts.
Now, the organ, it's not very transportable. It's not like the violin. You can just kind of carry it with you. So being an organist, I mean, is it difficult when you're going from instrument to instrument when you're performing?
Yeah, it's like meeting people. Every organ is different. Every building is